I'll try to describe how this system works today. We have spent quite a lot of time for debugging and making it work. Probably you'll find very few bugs in the system. The purpose is to assign each user a special disk space and some system privileges to save his own files and to use some system resources like HPF compilers and do his own MPI programming in C or Fortran language without involving with a lot of programming details or with the Unix system commands too much. So notice this address here. It runs on one of our parallel clusters here, DAG Alpha cluster. And you just get this interface after a password, after typing your password. I'll assign you the password. Unless you have a password, you cannot log into the system because everybody will have his own user space separate from each other. So the first thing you have to do is there's a tutorial here. If you like to read about the system, you can read it in detail. I try to make it as clear as possible. It more or less describes everything. Then you go to the directory manager or file manager. This is a simple model of Windows 95. You can think of it like that. It doesn't look like that, but the functions are almost the same. So you have basic system commands like you can make directories, remove or rename directories. There are a few file operations that you will need, like copying files, removing files, renaming files, or viewing files. You can edit the file without logging out from the system, without leaving the web interface. And you can go to HPF or MPI labs directly from here. These are your current directories. For example, I logged in here as in your TA's account, under your TA's account. So this is his disk space or his account. So he has three directories that we copied here. These are the demo files, tutorial files about HPF, prepared by Sally and Tom Hubbs, which is an HPF expert. To select a directory or file, all you have to do is to click on the file name or directory name. Like I am clicking on this, and here the current directory is specified. If I want to see the contents of this directory, I just click on this folder. It brings me all the files in this directory. So here I select another file, like I select this file. And if I want to view the contents of this file, I'll just click on this icon. It will appear over here. Another way of viewing files is to use the print button. Here you get a full view in a separate window, and you can use this print button here, print button of the Netscape, to print it out from the printer that you will choose. At the same time, you can, as you will see in a few minutes, you can save the outputs of your homeworks in a special file, and using this interface you can print them out. So what else? If you click one more time, the directory contents will go away. Or two more times, or there is a bug here. Anyway, we didn't check this. You have to click on the folder, but for some reason it's not doing it. Anyway, it is better than not to open the contents. If it wouldn't open, that would be more disastrous. So what do we do to start? For example, I'd like to make a new directory. I always get this kind of prompt boxes to enter my input. Like for this command, I want to enter the name of the new directory, like a test directory. And the file manager part is updated immediately. Now I have just zero files in this directory, so I cannot open it even if I click on it. And what else? I can remove this directory. I'll make it one more time. For example, I have to click on this directory or file to make it current, of course. Current. If I want to rename this, I'll just put another name. One important thing that is different from Unix, you have just one level of directories. So everything should go under, say, if you have 5 homeworks, you will say homework 1 directory, homework 2 directory, homework 3 directory. It is not recursive. It will be more simple. I think it is more simple for students. Simpler. And simpler to program, of course. So what can I do? For example, I can take one of these Fortran 90 programs or HPF programs, and I can copy this file into another directory, to my tester directory. Let's say I remove this or clear this and give the name of the directory, test.f90. So I have my new file here. To view it, I click the icon. So this is my new file. Now I can edit this file, the selected file. This is the selection, by using the edit current file button. So I don't know how to make it bigger, but here I can make changes to this and save this file. Either I can save it as another file, like test2.f90, or I can save it with this additional change. Oh, can't open. Okay, another bug. Maybe. So I'll just quit from here. I'll get a new directory listing. Here I'll make a new directory. I'll try one more time to save it. I can't do it. Probably not. There should be a bug somewhere. I cannot write on into my own directory. Another thing you can do is to open a new file. For using HPF, you will see some buttons here, like processor, distribute, align, independent. If you want to get some help on them, you can just press this, set this switch on, and see a few lines of statement about independent directive or processor directive or something like that. And there are three modes of directives. One of them is simple mode. You can just enter the directive, the template of the directive. In the sample mode, you will see this comes since the help is on. In this one, I'll turn it off. In the sample mode, you will see a simple example of this processor directive. You can change this number to, say, P4 or something like that. In the prompt mode, this time it gives you an example and tells you to enter a number. Say, I want to enter 8. and it gives to this 8 itself the another one here, which is to P8. Okay, basically this is it. I'll say try to save it into another directory. So basically the editor is not working. You cannot save your own files. I'll try to. But it is a good editor, yeah. Except that it cannot save. HPF lab, you can compile Fortran 90 or Fortran HPF programs just by manipulating a few buttons. Like here, I'd like to perform a compilation on the MPEG alpha file. I just choose the HPF compiler, and let's say I just want to compile it right now. And which file, I can either type the name of the file, or I can click on one of these to see the name transferred here, so that I can submit my request. It takes a few minutes to compile, and you will see this watch over there, clock, until the process is complete. And you will see the results of the process in a separate window. Let's say I'd like to run this after compiling. Let's see how many processors I am using. I am using 4 processors. So I'll go here and set the number of processors to 4 and submit the process. It is, the waiting time is close to what you get in a Unix system. Depending on the system load, it may get a little bit longer. So here are the results of your execution. Alternatively, you can save your file by typing a file name here, say test.output, and submit your request. This time I will not compile because the compiled copy, the executable file, is kept in the directory. You do not have a capability to rename it. This is basically to save some system space or disk space. And submit the request, wait for the executable output. So this is the output, and I'll just close this. I think gave enough information. And to see some tutorials about HPF, you can go to click on this examples button or tutorial button and go to another HPF page. This is all you want to know about HPF. Everything. Lots of examples. We copied these examples into your disk spaces, disk space, so you can manipulate, play with them. So I wrote test.output, I should be able to see it in my directory. Yes, it is here. If I want to see the content of it, I click on the icon. So this is the same output that I got from the execution. So what you have to do for submitting homeworks maybe, just to view this file and using this print option, print it out. All right. you can rename files, but you cannot move the file using this command to another directory. You have to rename it in the same directory. If you want to move a file, like in Unix, you have to copy the file first, and then you have to copy the file to another directory and then remove the original file. Okay, it's not simple. Why not? Like, I want to move this test Fortran 90 to another directory. Let's say I hope this is working. I make a copy of it. Can't copy. There's a small bug here. Okay, anyway, then you remove the original file. And similarly, there's an NPI lab. Again, you choose your programs and compile them using C or Fortran compiler. Like this one. Oh, this is Fortran compiler. So it should be C compiler. I see. I didn't notice that. Okay, but it is, I mean, dependable. You will never be able to compile your program, Fortran program, using C compiler or the vice versa. So the compilation is successful and these are your results. Then you close it. MPI examples, these are from Sally. A short description of the code that you will find in your directory. This is a PostScript file, so you have to spend much more time to see it. And so on and so forth. Too bad. Okay. Nobody saw it. Okay, and to go to CPS 615 homepage, you can just go from here. And then quit this. There are a few bugs, but
yeah.
We couldn't check them.
My hope is that maybe you could just browse through it and complain, especially when the documentation is not good enough, and also indicate where certain features will be useful. And if any of you went to my some of you probably went to my CPS, some of my lectures when I talk about the so-called web windows view of programming, where we replace Unix or Windows by browsing the interface. So you can view this as an example of the web Windows environment for scientific computing.
Okay, thank you. If you have any questions, you can mail to me. This is